I made a beeline for the wood slat building, the sound of laughter and music rolling like a fog over the lawn towards me. Then someone grabbed me from behind. I hadn't heard anyone coming, hadn't smelled anything. I'd been so totally focused on getting back to Callum and the other wolves, I had barely registered it was possible she might actually be following me. I screamed and spun around, fingers curled into the human approximation of claws. Wrenching myself free of my attacker's hold, I swiped at their face, making sharp contact.
"Ow," a man's voice said. "Jesus, Jeannie."
I froze. A man's voice. Wilder's voice. Oh my God. I held his chin in my hands, and he jerked away, not surprisingly. A thin line of blood trickled down his cheek from where I'd gouged him below the eye. "I'm so sorry."
"What the hell?"
He touched his cheek gingerly, and I looked at the glimmering red liquid on his fingers. The wound would heal in minutes, but that was really beside the point. "I'm so sorry," I repeated. Being in his presence, in spite of my maiming him, put me at ease in a way I couldn't articulate. All the tension and terror that had driven me through the woods melted away, leaving me sweaty and trembling, but with a real sense of "I'm safe now" coursing through me. Wilder Shaw, my sometimes bodyguard and recently my all-the-time boyfriend, was exactly the kind of man you'd want by your side in a messed-up scenario like this one. He must have seen something on my face, perhaps the horrifying dread I was feeling, because his annoyance at being attacked quickly dissolved and his hands went to my cheeks, cupping my face. It wasn't until that moment that I realized I was crying.
"Jeannie, what happened?"
Under different circumstances, it probably wouldn't have seemed all that strange for someone to be crying after they returned from their mother's grave. This was hardly what I would call normal circumstances, however, and Wilder knew full well that my relationship with Mercy hadn't been a close or loving one. Plus, there was that whole being terrified thing. My heart must have been beating 100 miles a minute, and he was close enough there was no doubt he could feel it, and that he could smell the fear coming off me. Werewolf senses made it hard to keep stuff like that hidden. Not that it mattered right now. I was in no state of mind to pretend everything was okay. Everything was definitely not okay.
"Mercy," I stammered. "I went to get her skull for Beau, and her grave was empty."
Beau being Beau Kane, a man who had done me a pretty massive favor, but like all his other favors, it came with a steep price tag.
"Someone took her head?"
I shuddered. "No."
"I don't understand."
He moved his hands to my shoulders, rubbing the bare skin on my arms. I was completely covered in goosebumps, and no matter what Wilder did, I couldn't shake them.
"She's alive."
He stopped rubbing my arms. For a moment, he was so still, the only motion I saw was the wind ruffling his dark blonde hair.
"Sorry, what?"
Now that I'd said it out loud, it seemed to remind me she was still out there, and even though I hadn't heard her chase me, that didn't mean she wasn't making her way here as we spoke. Something had brought her back, after all. If Mercy McQueen had returned from the dead, she had a little more than haunting on her mind.